may be too difficult for Roshan to come up with scenarios again. The problem we have, I guess, is a time, first of all, in a regular meeting. I like this idea of another meeting, just devoted to the budget, and to get the council all on one page and what they'd like to see. Otherwise, Roshan is just keep changing the figures, and he's not really sure what council wants. So at that point, I think it would be good to work towards a common goal, what we want to see in the budget and what we'll put off for another year, perhaps. And maybe in the meantime, too, council can review the five-year plan that was started in 2023 and have a look at that and see what the roads, the public works had suggested. And it was quite a detailed report that Roshan put together back in October 2023.
And I was kind of looking at that report. The only road that hasn't sort of aligned with the timing is that section of Hardy's Road.
Right.
All the other ones... your replacement by Director of Operations. The Center Road is here. Tillese Road. We've got pretty well what we've done. And then Herdville Road, we're doing it this year, and that's scheduled for 2024. So pretty well all the roads are falling in line except for the Hardy's Road.
So to be clear, for the next meeting, we'll be speaking about Hardy's Road being a capital project. Is council looking to venture that as well?
No.
Well, that's why we have to get straight from the fire chief, I think. I know you're telling us what he'd prefer, but...
Well, not telling, but it would be good for Rob to have the opportunity to speak at another meeting to tell council his priorities firsthand. And then if something were to drop, then that would be determined that meeting so that we can move forward with the budget, because we are running out of time. So to prepare for the 9th, we would say have Rob, and then what would you like to see for Public Works? Just Hardy's Road, how we can make that feasible for a capital project being done this year?
Yeah, well,
and Tom
good.
Would be here, right?
Yes.
We hope.
Yes, he'll be back. Actually, yes, he will be back. Yeah. Is council still looking to have a first and second reading of the budget and then delaying a third, or after one more budget meeting, would you feel comfortable doing all three readings within one regular meeting?
I always hesitate. Now, this is just my preference, and I looked at the procedural bylaw again, made sure that it was in there, that any major bylaw that you're passing should have the third reading. Now, some will do the first reading and then do second and third together. We've always done first the second and then the third at a subsequent meeting rather than all at once. And that gives the opportunity for the public then to get involved. So I hesitate to say let's have all three readings at one meeting.
Not on something that large.
Yeah.
So timing-wise, because we'd be having a special meeting on the 9th, it would be too tight to have any readings done on April 15th. So we'd be looking at May 6th for our first and second, and May 20th for our third reading. Roshan, how does that work for you timing-wise for putting out the final billing?
I have to start work on the... preparing the final billing in June, so I'm hoping that I will get the approval before that.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
What you've got there.
So May 6th, first and second, and May 20th, third.
So in that case, we don't have to have a meeting on April 9th for a special meeting. That gives a little bit more time.
No, I would suggest having one as soon as possible, because if we're having to make changes to the budget, we need to be doing them as soon as possible just to get this passed.
Well, there's possibly I won't be here April 9th, so...
Is there any other day of the week that would work better for you?
Not that week. But anyways, I'm only one counselor, so if the other counselors are available, that's good.
Well, again, I think it's something where you could... put your ideas down on paper, perhaps, and have those available to us if we have a meeting and you're not available.
Can you see it?
Roshan? Yes.
would suggest Mike to be a, you know, to be a part of the meeting, because if we are talking about the Hardy's Road, and you know, Mike has been kind of advocating the Hardy's Road need to be done. So you know, if I would appreciate it from Councillor Mike can attend the meeting.
Does April 8th or 11th work for you?
Like not that week.
Okay.
Could you do it virtually?
I don't know. I'm going for surgery on Thursday, so
okay.
I'm not planning anything the following week.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
So the following week, we just have a conflict because Tom is away on vacation and we're running into Easter.
Mm.
So that's why I'd be pushing for next week.
I'm okay with April 9th.
So it would have to be a week later than that, Mike, for it to work for you?
Never gone for surgery before, so I can't tell you. I'm going to be dancing the next day, so.
They're putting their weight back in, so.
What about, we're not doing anything until May. What about the third week in April? That would be after Easter.
Right, so the week of the 21st?
Right.
I'm just checking the availability.
That would work better for me. I have the 9th is a busy day, although not in the evening, but I have three different things I have to do during that day, and they're in Toronto, so that's nobody's idea of fun either. So, but yeah, that, do you want to try and pick a date that week, Carly?
Yeah, I'm just waiting
okay.
on Rob to let me know what his availability is.
Okay. Would it be an evening meeting? Is that what you're thinking?
Whatever council would like to have.
Again, I have a bunch of random medical appointments during the day on some of those days anyhow. But
what day would work best for you?
Oh, God. Between me and my brother, we got them pretty much all covered. So we shouldn't let old people be on council. That's the problem. So it would be easier if you just gave me two or three dates and I could tell
the
you.
The 24th or the 25th?
25th would work. Okay.
25th would work better than the 24th for me anyhow, so.
Okay. 25th, daytime or evening?
I would prefer daytime, and then I'm just one person, so I mean, it's up to the rest of council to decide, so.
Yeah, probably either's fine with me if you want to start it. Since staff is here anyway, do it in the later afternoon or finish at 4:30 or something around those ideas.
I'm a little bit more alert at that time than I am in the evening.
Yeah, same here.
So April 25th at 2 p.m.?
Okay.
Yeah.
Still typing?
No, we're good.
Now, is there anyone else, while we're still in committee of the whole online, who wishes to speak to the budget?
Why is that little hand up on there?
What
little hand?
See on
the
this screen?
Oh.
Well,
it's
just a mouse.
Oh.
You thought somebody was coming after you?
Waving to it. Waving back.
As long as it's not giving us the finger.
So we have resolution 25-145, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Ryland. We have resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby rise and report from Committee of the Whole at
8:07
p.m. and reconvene into regular session. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. We need your motion.
No, I don't believe so. Do
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Good
night.
Thank
you. You feel better.
Thank you.
That's a 6. Okay, so we're on to 14.1. Resolution 25-146, moved by Councilor Haskins, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby approved the minutes of the March 18th, 2025 regular meeting of Council as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. To 15.1. Resolution 25-147, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby received the conditions met as set out in the letter dated April the 2nd, 2025, for consent application B56/2022 Jameson, and further that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does authorize staff to send the conditions met letter for consent application B56/2022. Jameson to the Perry Sound Area Planning Board. Discussion?
Can we speak to this?
Sure, I think you should.
The Jameson file is coming up on the 2-year period with the Perry Sound Area Planning Board. I believe it's ending the 14th, so it's a day prior to our next regular meeting. Mr. Jameson has paid a deposit. I have not received the final billing from J.L. Richards for his planning file, so there's one outstanding bill. The second would be the legal fees for the transaction for the parkland and for the portion of Gray Isle Road. So he is not currently paid all the fees. He was away out of the country, so I haven't been able to get those fees from him. He is intending to come in to pay a $2,500 legal fee deposit. It just hasn't been with the township yet, so I just wanted to make council aware that we are working very diligently to make this application go through prior to that 2-year period. All the bylaws have been passed, everything's in working order. I just have not received the final funds, but I have no, there is no concern on my end to receiving these fees.
What did you say the deadline was?
April 14th. So it's a day prior to our next meeting.
So what we're hearing, in effect, is that conditions aren't really met?
Yes.
again, it's something that you could talk to the planning board, Patrick, about that. But we were at a meeting just recently, and they extended an application for another 2 years. And he said it's legal, it's in the legislation, which I couldn't find, but he assured me it was. So as far as his April 14th deadline, I don't know how determinant that is, that it has to be done within the 2-year period, because it sounds as if he can extend those applications. But if you feel confident that you're going to get this, I have no problem with that. Take him at his word, I guess, that he said he was going to do it. And it is a tight time frame. It's unfortunate that he sort of left things until the last minute, too, to do everything else. But I'll put up to council whether you want to do this and work on trust.
I can't see him reneging and going backwards and not wanting to complete the application. He's got a lot at stake here, so I can't see him reneging on paying the money.
Is there any way of extending the deadline just in case this doesn't come into play?
Well, it's not necessary. Yeah, it's up to the planning board. They're the consent approval, so it makes it difficult for us. We just suggest conditions to put in, but we're just advisory committee in a sense.
When is their next meeting date? When is their next meeting?
The end of April there.
Yeah, 4th, Monday of the month. What's the motion say again, Dave?
That conditions have been met. And it's a matter of outstanding fees that he hasn't paid yet. That's, so it's really, it hasn't been met. We haven't got it in hand.
mention that the check's in the mail or something, but...
Within the draft conditions met letter, it had noted that township to invoice final payment following land transfers, so it does have that notation to say that the fees have not been paid in full.
But regardless of where he is on earth, assuming he has some device and internet connection, he could send an e-transfer for it too, right?
Mm-hmm. And I did provide him with that option, but he said he would come into the office and pay once he returns.
Yeah, but a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Did he say when he
was
coming?
It's not onerous to do it. I mean, it's a matter of a minute.
No, he didn't say. And I'm not unsure as to if the planning board does not receive the conditions met letter from the township, even though some of the conditions are met. I'm unsure as to, you know, Patrick's process there, but he did ask me to provide the conditions met letter prior to the 2-year deadline.
I don't know, because I recall somebody, Crossman, it went over and he had to repay. Do you remember that?
That's happened. Different times where people have had to renew their application.
He didn't I know in that particular instance he didn't realize that it was over.
Mm-hmm.
He thought it was all okay, and then he had to resubmit and do everything all over again.
Yeah, pay again, but the planning board occasionally, I think, has exempted costs for if they have a good reason. There's been like health reasons,
yeah.
Or it could be a traveling reason. They could. You know, exempt or extended with no additional cost. I can't see why they wouldn't if it ends up being a problem.
So can you change the wording?
Yeah.
Of the motion?
Mm.
What does it say at the beginning? Conditions have been met?
Conditions met, yes, that's the usual wording.
So can we say conditions will be met?
Or all conditions met other than final payment?
Yeah, something like that.
And I will mention, too, that the bylaws have been passed for the transfer of lands, but the deeds haven't been signed, and the acknowledgement and direction hasn't been signed by myself or the mayor yet. So that is another, they're right there. We're just waiting on funds, and it will happen.
So, yeah, then it's more truthful if we say we haven't received the final payment, but you could put that with full confidence. Will be.
I'm wondering if you need to do that because the
that
motion says
out of my pockets. Yeah.
The motion says be resolved, Council of the Corporation attached in the calendar does hereby receive the conditions met as set out in the letter April 2nd, 2025. Ms. Carly mentioned that it says 5 payment of any applicable planning fees and in brackets township to invoice final payment following land transfers.
So
according to it aligns with the conditions met letter.
Okay, so we don't have to do a conditions are conditionally met. So any further discussion on this? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Thank you, Councillor Kitchener, for finding that. If that helped us. To 16.1, resolution 25-148, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby received the District of Parry Sound Social Services Administration Board February 2025 CAO report for information purposes. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
I was impressed with the breadth of information that was presented and how many different facets that I was unaware of anyhow. So it's quite a comprehensive report. So.
One item that always is concerning is the housing wait list.
Hmm.
West Parry Sound area, 745 individuals and families on the wait list for housing.
Resolution 16.2, then resolution 25-149, moved by Councillor Keckner, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes for the District of Parry Sound Social Services Administration Board meeting on January the 9th, 2025 for information purposes. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried.
If I may, Dave, what do I push here again, Carol? Yeah, I can't get the thumb up again. Reaching tires.
Control alt.
No, pay attention this time.
Yeah.
Control alt delete. I don't know why it's doing that. We'll have to take a look.
Oh, we wrote it down. That's good.
You
delete.
Can enter any more comment. Yeah, for the next week.
On to 17.1. Yeah, resolution 25-150, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Haskam, be resolved by Council of Appropriation of the Township of McKellar. Hereby receives the staff report T-2025-03, proposed budget 2025 version 2 from Treasurer Roshan Cantia for information purposes. Any further discussion on that one? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Point 2, have resolution 25-151, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby received report bylaw 2025-01, request for noise exemption, the third annual Ribfest event for information, and further grant a noise exemption to A. Leo on behalf of the MLCA, Manitoba Lake Community Association, at 701 Highway 124 on Sunday, July the 6th, 2025. From 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And further, that hand-delivered notices be provided to those within 150 meters radius of the property at least 2 weeks before the event. And further, note that the township will supply a list of civic addresses that must be notified. Discussion? All the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. To resolution 25-152, this is for 17.3. We moved by Councilor Haskam, second by Councilor Zulak. We resolve the Council of Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby received report T-2025-02, statement of the Council Remuneration and Expenses Report 2024 from Treasurer Roshan Cantia for information purposes. Discussion? Councilor Kekkonen.
I'm pleased to see the error that was that's being corrected. I appreciate that. Just wondering as well, though, in the bottom portion where it speaks about the Pierce Sound Area Planning Board, where it's referring to bylaw 2020-07 that doesn't exist. I'm just wondering if that should
be. I think Carly's in the process of dealing with that, coming up with a new remuneration bylaw. But you're right, that reference is incorrect at this point. I don't know what really hinges on it from the government's point of view. But.
Well, I think it does expect that the...
It was done last year and the year before when that bylaw didn't exist. 2022 removed that bylaw inadvertently, I guess. So it was used last year, no feedback. The previous year, no feedback. I know what you're saying, but.
Yeah, so sometimes certain items receive a little more scrutiny, and this time, because of one error, then it was recognized that there were other errors in the report. But the Municipal Act does refer to that the bylaw, which is used as the remuneration that the remuneration report is based on, should be in the report itself.
So are you suggesting to leave it blank? Because if Carly is now working on it and this is irrelevant, Mike, it's not the right bylaw. We don't have one.
Well, could have referred to the most recent one, because it says the statement shall identify the bylaw under which the remuneration or expenses were authorized to be paid.
So what's the most recent one?
Well, 2022 refers to conferences and going to workshops and that. 2020 referred specifically to committees and other things that you did on behalf of council. So they were two separate. They weren't all put in together. Now that Carly's working on a consolidated one that will bring both together. And for these specific things, it is 2020 that it references. 2022 doesn't deal with committees of council.
So then why don't we just leave it as 2020 until the new one is prepared?
I would think that's a solution at this point. And we are correcting these little things that slipped through, so that's good. Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. To 19.1, resolution 25-153, moved by Councillor Keckman, second by Councillor Ryden. Be resolved that Council of Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive a letter dated March the 10th, 2025, from Goldie Ladd, Central Treasurer of the McKellar Venture Pastoral Charge of the United Church of Canada, requesting relief of the 2025 property tax on the manse, and further that Council does hereby instruct the Treasurer to write off the 2025 taxes on the United Church manse, 2 Lakeshore Road, roll number 003-24000. Discussion? Didn't know whether you wanted to nudge Whitestone again, or
maybe they'll forget from what you're doing.
Maybe.
So.
I think it was the interim was 700 and some, so probably around 1400-1500, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, but, and I did send a letter to Whitestone last year, and their council defeated it. So
they've done that for the last 20 years, probably.
Well, if they don't want maybe people holding placards up in front of the council meeting and reminding them it's election year next year, maybe they will give half the cost. Anyway, this year doesn't look too promising. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. To 19.2, resolution 25-154, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Zulak. Whereas the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has received the 2025 municipal contribution request from the Perry Sound and Area Community Business and Development Center, and now therefore be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby donate the requested amount of $500 to the Perry Sound and Area Community Business and Development Center for their annual operating budget, and further that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the Perry Sound and Area Community Business and Development Center's following documents for information purposes and consideration. Number one, September 30th, 2024, year-end financial statements. Number two, CBDC Investment Fund Municipal Concentration List as of December 31st, 2024. Three, summary of past municipal support. Four, CBDC Board Resolution Number 2025-4404, authorizing this request. And five, CBDC Client Success Story, Clara's Place Preschool. Discussion? Councilor Ryan?
I think they're getting about an hour per page that they sent us, but I mean, it's a little excessive given the relatively small amount that they're looking for. You know, I do appreciate that those things are useful and all the rest, but it really does seem excessive for the amount of paper.
Councilor Keckman?
So we do have a donation grant policy, and it's one of the things that I forgot to mention during the budget discussions. Usually we have discussion regarding the different organizations that have requested grants, and one of the there's a deadline of March 1st. And there's a report that would be prepared by the clerk administrator and the treasurer with regards to the township's policy. So maybe we're not going to discuss, maybe we'll discuss that at the special meeting. And later on in the month.
April the 9th? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. It's, I think we still have a bit of time for that, but it's something we've done each year.
Yeah.
And I know in the past, this is going back quite a few years now, we never had too many dealings with the CBDC, but there was a counselor at the time who requested some funds from them for something in McKellar, and so, and they were good about it. They gave a portion of the funds requested, and they did that for a couple of years. So we have had some involvement. I don't know if their records go back that far. And we haven't, now CBDC has changed. It used to be Bill Spinney for a number of years, and it changed. Now I think he's probably retired. Or he's moved on to another grant funding group, or maybe it's NOHFC, I'm not sure. But anyway, it's something that we have done in the past, and I don't know if we want to wait until we look at that or whether it's already in the budget. I mean, certain amounts are in there, they're just not delineated what they're for. So I'll put that out to council, what you're going to do with this.
Yeah, we actually have two donation budget lines, and so is one, Mike, then it's got, we need a request by March 1st. That's for, I think it was up to the $4,000 line, maybe, was it, in the budget?
I think so, like that.
Is there any requirements for the other donation line?
One was the high school.
Yeah, that's separate too.
Yeah, so that one was the one that didn't change.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
The local one, I think, has a requirement, but I'm not
yeah.
sure. Some of these others we did have anything.
Yeah, I don't think so. So there is another budget line in there.
Yeah.
I didn't think there was any requirements. It was just, it's there just throughout the year. If a request comes in, it gives us some ability, which I believe in totally. You know, if something comes up and you do need to make a donation. Unfortunately, we don't put it out there to the groups in the township to say, put in your request by March 1st. It's almost like we do this on purpose to make sure they don't have time. So we should be shifting that date on further in the year, or just eliminate it where special groups could come forward any time of the year and make a request if they have maybe something that's a benefit to the township that they want to do.
Yeah, Councilor Zula.
Well, at the last meeting, didn't we do one for the museum?
Mm-hmm. Yes, what follows that? Yeah. Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 25-155, moved by Councillor Ryden, second by Councillor Pekkanen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby given bylaw number 2025-20, being a bylaw to adopt the estimates of all sums required during the year 2025, the yearly budget, first and second reading. Further discussion on that? Anyone to defer?
I think we, didn't we just discuss we're going to defer first and second reading until May.
Yeah,
May 6th and third reading on May 20th.
Okay,
yep.
So we'll all for deferral. Call the vote on that. All in favor? The deferral is carried. Really confusing. On to 21.2. Resolution 25-156, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2025-21, being a bylaw to amend. Oh, I didn't think we were doing that anymore. Bylaw 2025-21 being a bylaw to approve the submission of an application to Ontario Infrastructure and Lands Corporation, OILC, the long-term financing of certain capital works of Corporation of the Township of McKellar, the municipality, and to authorize the entering into of a rate offer letter agreement pursuant to which the municipality will issue debentures to OILC first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed at open council this first day of April 2025. Discussion? Whether you want to give a little background on that?
Yeah, unfortunately this came at the last minute, so the process is with Infrastructure Ontario that we have to pass a bylaw prior to it being reviewed by Infrastructure Ontario's legal team. So they had reviewed the bylaw we passed March 18th, and they came back with two amendments that they needed to be changed to move the application forward. So one was the application number within the title of the bylaw, so that's been corrected. And secondly, paragraph one, it wanted to delete mention of the mayor, so now it reads, the council of municipality hereby confirms, ratifies, and approves the execution by the treasurer of the application, and so on and so forth, so it's only the treasurer, not the mayor. Instead of passing an amendment, they wanted a whole new bylaw, and the old one rescinded, so within this new bylaw, it does have a clause to say that bylaw 2025-18 is hereby repealed. And then once this one is passed, we will send it to Infrastructure Ontario tomorrow and then continue the process.
Any further discussion, questions? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. The unfinished business list, anything in there? Has it changed, removed, added to? Councillor Zulak?
Yeah, I'm just glad to see that you've done some searching on the add to the greeting message.
Yeah, so that'll be a whole different phone system. Megan called our current provider, and that is a capability, a feature that they're unable to add to our current phone system. So currently I'm working on a report to council. It's called a voice over protocol system, so it's not using Bell analog lines, it's using the internet for phone. The quotes are coming in substantially cheaper per month, so I've just received the second quote tonight, so that will come to council at a later meeting.
Oh, that's great.
Any new business? Councilor Kekka?
I believe in the past, the deadline for Senior Citizen of the Year award was the end of April. And just wondering if that is going to be a discussion at some point in time.
I can add it to the next agenda.
Because it seems like normally the municipality would receive a letter from the province. Seems like in March, have we received anything?
No, I have not received anything.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, Mary.
I did have someone pick up or ask about the form, so I know that there is someone out there wanting to put an application in.
Well, I think, yeah, a contact with the government, then I think would be good to see if they're still offering the program, first of all. Why we haven't received a request. And
I think you just have to apply for it. Like the person has to apply for it.
Oh, no, that's
something
different.
I think this is different.
Yeah. This is one where they actually they need the name so they can make the certificate. But in some places they have the public nominate different people. Usually what we've done here in the past is come up with names from people who have talked to us. We decide on the list in closed session and then don't reveal it until the day of the fair. And that's presented. So it might be a little different from what you're thinking of. Yes.
That's what I looked up
too, probably. Yeah, because Councilor Kekka is right. Usually they send something out to us by this time.
Yeah, so the deadline for nominations is April 30th. So I can still make, like, there's plenty of time still, so I'll bring it to the next meeting.
Okay, that sounds good. So we have to come up with our own list. Any other new business? We got public notices, announcements, inquiries or inquiries, and reports by council members. Committees you've attended, workshops? Councilor Zulak?
I'm going to give you an update on Belvedere. which has been a long time coming because everything's been sort of up in the air and a lot of it enclosed and that. So, as you all know, Belvedere Heights is 101 bed district municipal home, and they're adding 22 new private rooms, and it's going to be starting late April 2025 to be completed in December 2026. And this will help to reduce the, there's a 2-year waiting list for people to get into Belvedere. And the addition of the 22 rooms is a combination of renovating 15,000 square feet on the first and basement levels and new 4,000 square foot addition on the main floor overlooking Georgian Bay. This new build has two phases. The first phase is renovating the basement level to accommodate the move of the administration, the chapel, activity space, and meeting rooms from the ground floor to the basement level by November 2025. The second phase is then the renovation of this vacant first floor space to add 10 rooms and the new addition accommodating another 12 rooms to be completed by December 26. Belvedere has been fortunate to have the support of 8 municipal owners. We started this journey in April 2024, and we never received approval from the ministry. And we have received approval from the ministry in December 2024 without the close collaboration of the Town of Parry Sound Infrastructure Ontario and the Ministry of Long-Term Care. We're grateful to all the individuals who went out of their way to make this happen to our community. And as you know, 3 of the 8 municipal owners have stepped up to finance the Infrastructure Ontario construction loan. That's Carling, McDougall, and Seguin. And then all 8 owners will be asked to enter into an Infrastructure Ontario 25-year debenture during 2026. So that's that thing about the debenture that we've all been wondering about. The project tenders were received in January 2025 at a total construction cost of $11.6 million, with the additional soft costs, that's architect, engineering, permits, legal insurance, bonding, the total cost is $14.6 million. The one-time ministry grants and contribution from Belvedere Reserves, totaling $3 million, results in a net $11.6 million funded by Infrastructure Ontario construction loan, then the 25-year municipal debenture. The annual cost of the 25-year Infrastructure Ontario debenture of $763,000 will be funded by $330,000 from Ministry of Long-Term Care, and $439,000 from Belvedere, excess new revenue over expenses described below. Ministry of Long-Term Care is a major source of funding. Together we met in December 24, deadlines that allowed us to acquire the time limit $35 per diem construction funding top-up. The Ministry of Long-Term Care also provided one-time cash to support the initial planning and development fees. One-time Ministry of Long-Term Fund funding is $2.4 million and annual $333,000 for 25 years, $8.3 million total. What else is there here? No payments, so I will be funded from the annual Belvedere operating budget. It's made to long-term care capacity. One more thing I wanted to mention here. So they got confirmation for the District of Parry Sound is now eligible to receive the payment and $250,000 planning grant referred to in the long-term current capital funding. And pleased to advise that the preliminary plan submitted in May of 24 and subsequently resubmitted in May and June 24, the Belvedere Heights project have been reviewed by the Ministry of Long-Term Care and are approved. Further, the working drawings and specifications submitted in September and subsequently resubmitted in November have also been reviewed and approved by the minister. And then it says, just please proceed with the tendering of construction in accordance with the term of the agreement. and that's it. So we've got a lot of confirmation on a lot of planning that was done, and you know, submitting and resubmitting because they changed the plans of, they were going to at first put the beds downstairs, and then they decided that's not a good idea to have them in the basement, move the staff downstairs, put them in the basement and have the residents upstairs where it's a better view and it's brighter and it's much more appealing for them. And that's pretty well it. And I think there will be sending out a copy to everybody, and you can read it more thoroughly, and it has all the figures in here and everything, so it's a breakdown for everyone to have a look at.
Will that be going public?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
News release, or be on the website, or
it's public now. But yeah, I can mention that. I'll mention it. Have it a news release. That would be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be nice.
Informal. Yeah. So a lot of the people know.
So does it go ahead for sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
To go ahead for sure. And
good.
Yeah, we will be backing the 26-year debenture. Well, I don't know if we will be backing, but that was always a question, right? You know, what is going to happen in 2026, right?
Right, and it's not broken down just yet what the township's portion would be. But,
no.
What do we have, 8%, or I can't remember what the township pays in the Belvedere?
Yeah, I think it's 8.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's 8. But yeah, so I just thought, because we haven't had an opportunity, there's been so much going enclosed and discussions with different, you know, that we haven't been able to exactly say what's happening there. But it's exciting, and hopefully it'll all work out. Okay.
Sounds good. A lot of work gone into that, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's just the library, just to bring everybody up to snuff on the library. So as everyone probably knows, that Lynn Campbell is now the CEO for the library, and then they had to interviews to for her old position, so they've hired two casual people to replace her, and as a, what do you call it, we gained a board member. And now the person that we've lost her, because now she's going to be, was one of the ones that was hired. So we've lost her, and you'll be getting a letter probably to that effect. And then another thing, just we acquired, it's called a sad light in the library. It's a seasonal affective disorder light, and it's come with a lot of people have been using it, so that was something new. Very busy. April's a very, very busy month, they say. So that's it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So what's the purpose of that light?
Well, some people, I guess, during
depression.
The winter.
Yeah, they have
like depression and stuff like that. So it's over by the windows there where the chairs are in the library, and you can just sit there, and the light apparently helps you.
Yeah, because this time of year, especially, I notice it really is. If you take the time, I go on the bush quite a bit, do wood and stuff. Just take the time, sit down, let the sun shine into your face.
Yeah,
you come out of it feeling
a
lot better.
It's like when we have all these dull days, and like today was so nice. It was like, sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
I think you'd feel even better if you gave wood away to certain people.
Yeah.
Any other committees? Or
Just for the record, I have a son that suffers from SAD, or from seasonal affective disorder. And my understanding from doctors that I heard firsthand was that you can't do it in front of a window, because a window will filter out the UV, and it's the UV
really
helps.
Oh.
But I'm no expert on it, but I did find that worked for him. This is going back at least 15 years anyhow, but it still has some issues with it. But I mean, direct exposure to sunshine throughout without any filter makes a huge difference.
Oh, well, I'll check into that. Thank you.
But I mean, nobody wants to was true, especially even today. It was nice and sunny, but it wasn't very warm. I wouldn't want to go sit outside and do it, but so I mean, I think frankly, either choice is better than not doing it at all. So.
You can go back to the library board and tell them council's all excited about this new light in the library.
Councilor Keck.
So we're scheduled to have a historical meeting on March the 5th, but due to the weather that day, it was canceled. So there is a historical committee meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. if anyone's interested.
What's the Zoom link for that?
Yeah.
I want to be historical.
Weather permitting.
Yes. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more freezing rain
yeah.
coming. We had the Perry Seminary Planning Board meeting. I think there was about 6 applications, which is really good. Some from every municipality came up about, Dave actually brought it up, about one member from one of the townships who I guess apparently voted against the application at the municipal level, then talking about it at the board level and basically, again, trying to throw a monkey wrench into it, basically. So Dave kind of called him out, I would almost say, kind of thing. So, and I think it's true that...
I was polite about it.
Oh, yeah, you certainly were. But I think it was a great idea. It was on my mind, too. And I then mentioned that I think that any change, that if you're going to make any changes to the municipal conditions, that should go back to the council,
yeah.
Which I think... I think it's been attempted before, where the councillor was going to make change the municipal conditions without taking it back to their council. Like that, to me, is just totally wrong. So anyways,
yeah, it's happened with this council, not us, but
yeah.
McKellar Council
yeah.
in the past. But the representative took it upon himself to make a change in the conditions. Yes.
Why'd you do that, Dave?
That wasn't me.
Wrong first name. And okay, we had a recreation.
So one application was the Lee application, I guess, that passed?
Yes, the Lee application passed.
Was there another from the township?
Yes, there was. There was two. Jameson, was it?
Flood.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. So that's good. McKellar applications, I think, are really well done. And that's actually, I think Patrick's doing a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really is for the applications. I think all we need to do is keep Patrick on to do all the work on the applications, but get rid of the board itself. To me, I keep thinking that I feel bad for the applicants coming forward. They have to come to a council meeting to get their application approved, we do, with changes and a lot of concerns, and then they got to go through the whole process again at the planning board level. It's like duplication and...
We may just set up an office here for Patrick.
Yeah.
Well, in some areas, I know they've got the committee of adjustment that actually does the consents. They not only do the adjustments, they do consents. So
mm-hmm.
that's something the province could look at. I don't think they are looking at it, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not there.
Had a recreation committee meeting. Came out. I asked if a staff member could attend because we had somebody come, actually the chair of the McDougall Recreation Committee, coming forward to talk about how to advertise better, like through Facebook, email, school board, whatever. So Carly attended and to hear this deputation. I don't know if there was any helpful information there that you got out of it, Carly, at all? Or?
Stephanie Joyner, correct?
She
seems to be a social media whiz. I wouldn't be opposed to having her services come in, but I didn't know if the committee should explore resources within the township first, because we do have a Facebook page, and I don't know if adding one of our admins as an admin to that page may help, because we can also post to other groups that Stephanie was also referencing, the buy and sells, the moms groups, the kids groups, and whatnot. So maybe that's something we can work together a bit closer on.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea, inviting in case there's... So your office could see that we're stumbling a little bit as a committee of trying to get it out there, kind of
we
thing.
We could potentially help in that regard, right, if we were an admin on your account.
Okay. I'll take that back, and because we didn't really discuss what came out of the deputation after, it's like, and no decisions are made or anything. And she did talk about it. She does have her own business, charges a really reasonable fee. But if we can do it, our own office do pretty much the same thing, well, then
yep,
that'd be great. The other visitor was from the east end of Perry Sound. Was for the kids 8 to 12 playing softball. And wondering if McKellar would be interested. Well, it does sound like an interesting proposition going forward, but it's something, it probably won't happen this year, but we'll look at it in the upcoming years as kids get out of T-ball, see if they want to continue on into this other program. And we may look at partnering with, say, Whitestone, get a team between McKellar and Whitestone if we don't have enough kids. So, so that was good. We confirmed dates for approximately 7 or 8 different events we're going to put on through the year. And one was just confirmed a couple of days ago. Carly sent an email saying about the Ball Diamond opening for Friday, August 22nd. But the only other thing on the end of recreation is, I did mention it too, and I know this is, whether you get a little note for Tom again, Carly, but the expansion of the Broadbent Ballpark parking lot, whether it's one of those little side jobs, if all of a sudden he's wondering, what do I do with those two guys or something? You know, if council's fine with that, to try to get a little more room there. Because we're going to try to come up with more ideas to use that facility more, so we can use more parking. And presently in our fireworks keep coming up, and some people are really interested in still putting fireworks on the old Broadbent Ballpark fireworks, which you remember, Dave. I think
yeah,
you filmed some of it,
yeah,
or
right,
was right involved in the middle of it at one time. But it was always a great event. Everybody just loved it, and it keeps coming up that, yes, we'd love to have these fireworks again. But didn't I see in the insurance world they will not cover fireworks events?
I'd have to double check, but that does ring a bell.
Yeah. Now this isn't the commercial grade fireworks. This is what anybody can purchase in a store, fireworks.
Right. And I'm assuming like the recreation committee would be putting off the fireworks,
yeah,
and not like an actual.
We put it through the recreation committee.
Okay.
And have recreation committee there, kind of to supervise and everything. And is this even a possibility? People keep asking
all
the time.
I'll check with the insurance company and let you know.
Yeah. And then we would get to, I think the people that live in the vicinity are fine with it. They always loved it, because I know some people have concerns about animals and stuff like that kind of thing. So, yeah, see if there's any possibility of that, being able to do that activity. And, I guess that's it.
That's great. Anything else? Councilor Ryan?
I'm not sure this is appropriate at this point, but one of the things that I did mean to mention during the budget discussions is that we still have not discussed updates to the fees and charges, like the revenue issues. And again, that could help offset things and find us some more money maybe for doing not big projects, but I mean, I think we should have a look at it. I don't know that we need to do it immediately, but I do think we need to do it as part of an annual cycle every year. And look at our fees, because if all we're doing is looking at expenses and we don't try and recover what we can where we can, then I think we're doing ourselves a disservice. So I would like to think of, I'd like to see it scheduled, even if it's some time out, because, and I'm sure there's a lot of work involved in it, but I think it's critical that we do that, to look at the revenue side. So
I will say that I have it drafted. It's all ready to go. It just needs to be reviewed by the treasurer, which now he's putting time into the budget. So once the budget needs to be passed, and then he can look further into fees and charges. But it has been created and it's consolidated. So every fee and charge within the municipality will now be contained in one bylaw, and we won't have to go searching for multiple bylaws to determine fees.
No. But is there also a plan to update the fees?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a column that has a recommendation as
okay.
to what to put the fee
okay.
to.
That's great. I mean, that's perfect. And So maybe after we finish with the budget, that we could schedule that in the following month or the following period, I'll just say that.
Yep,
so
that's the plan.
Okay, good, thank you.
Okay, we have resolution 25-157, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Lakeheller has hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. And you wish to pull from that to discuss? All the question then, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. On to question and comment period related to items on the agenda. Anybody in person or online? Hearing none, we have a resolution 25-158, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Haskell. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Lakeheller is hereby give bylaw number 2025-22, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed at open council this first day of April 2025. Question all